is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's in Australia, live. Gwyneth, at the end of the last segment of hour number one, you were talking about the EPA and some environmental damage that they caused. Please share that with us.
They selectively enforce, once again, their codes. Okay, their codes are not even government acts. They're just fiat codes. They're codes because they say so. Okay? But they're selectively enforced. And there was a really, really big contamination issue where they had a charge of a contaminated settling pond. And they deliberately breached the dam wall on this settling pond and let loose, you know, millions and millions of litres of contaminated dam water downstream. And you know what they basically had to say about that? Oops. You know, if you or I did that, if we had a contaminated dam on our properties and we let loose millions and millions of litres of highly contaminated dam water out of that dam and let it go downstream into public waterways, we would not be able to just say, oh, sorry about that, everybody. We would have the pantsuit off us. We really would, and rightly so.
There are islands of garbage that are floating in the world's oceans, okay? The Atlantic and the Pacific, islands. And now, I don't think that without the government supervision that that would have been possible. So for decades, governments have been hauling municipal waste and dumping it in the oceans, including hospital hypodermic needles, stainless steel needles, that will not deteriorate for centuries, if that soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Radioactive waste. We have polluted outer space. Well, not you and me, our government. Our government has polluted outer space. There's so much trash in circling the Earth that it's a problem for satellites. What kind of stuff?
I don't know.
Tang, drink containers, candy wrappers, ice cream wrappers, whatever the astronauts ejected, whatever we threw out that hasn't fallen down to Earth yet, is still plaguing outer space.
Yep, and like I said, it's all selectively enforced. Now, what it comes down to is this, okay? Who's harming who? I'm not harming the government, all right? And it's very, very important in this conflict, and it is a conflict, okay? It may not be an armed conflict yet, but this is absolutely a conflict because they want to impoverish myself. If they could kill me and get away with it, I'm very sure that they would. They want to impoverish me. They want to separate me from my land, and they want to separate me from my animals, and they want to separate me from my children. Okay? And over the years, they have tried to use their fiat laws to do all of those things. But ultimately, okay, I'm sitting out here in the middle of the countryside, a full day's walk from absolutely anywhere, okay, and deliberately so. I don't want to harm anyone. I want to be helpful and useful to humanity, okay? But they want to drive out here and they want to serve me with legal notices. They want to do anything that they can to deprive me of my land, of my children, of my freedom, and ultimately of my life. Okay? But it's not going to work because I have pointed out that they are the ones who is trying to harm me, not vice versa. And if you're having a battle with these people, okay, you have to recognize you're not dealing with a government. Change that.
Wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you.